Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 16, Recap, Episode 10, Nashville. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment and a review.
Now, you know, before we get started here, as I'm here trying to switch out headphones, because mine just, they're not sounding as good as they are, as I want to hear. This is a day late because of two things. And actually, a day late and an hour later than I thought. So I'm in a different time zone yesterday, and I go ahead and schedule this thing. Like, all right, let's go. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it this time. And then, of course, I hit back to Eastern Standard Time. Like, son of a... You got to remember when you're traveling about these time zones, man.
Need to get you a new admin.
Well, there's that too. But, you know, here's the good thing about doing this much a day later and also an hour later than anticipated. And that is that you got a chance to check out a little bit of the after party, right? So before we get to the regular, what did you see in the after party this time around?
Well, these apparent... people send in messages or whatever regarding the after party. I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't the after party pre-recorded? So who is sending in these live tweets? This bullshit.
They weren't tweets, man. They weren't tweets. First of all, they said, so, you know, Casey in whatever city it was had a comment. And that's what they said, a comment. And somebody, like somebody else pointed out, because when this thing first popped up and I saw it was on Mavs fan IG page, and I thought, wow, okay, that's interesting. But what somebody said was, you know, well, screeners. And being in the business, I know they do send out screeners. Obviously, that would have been a long time ago, and they do put embargoes. They probably had feedback. But this is the first time we've seen this. We're 10 episodes in, and we finally see this where they start doing the comments. Now, you and I don't watch the after party all the time, so maybe they've been doing this. But
I call this what you taught me a long time ago when you were in radio.
Theater. I still am, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When you first got into radio is what I should have said. This is theater of the mind to make it seem like the after party is live and people are submitting comments. It's all bullshit.
No, what's bullshit is the fact that when they do that, they have the cast speak in present tense. Well, I am feeling this. No. We know this is not live. We know this is not alive. We know this is it's pre-recorded. You were. Use the proper tense. At least don't insult our intelligence. I know they say do it in a third grade level or fifth grade level. No, some of us actually graduated. I know we're watching the show, but still.
Well, they're making it seem like they feel this. But I mean, imagine, could you imagine looking at a video of you dating somebody 6 months ago? So, Yanni, how are you feeling? Well, right here, what we're feeling is bullshit. It's bullshit. That's the reality show bullshit that's coming out. That's totally fine. I get it. Make your money.
Aren't you glad you're recapping reality TV dating shows now?
I am so happy about it. This is the best thing ever. I mean, it's right up there with that time I got my wisdom teeth taken out. So wisdom teeth, Married at First Sight, Ready to Love.
Now that we've got the hierarchy in place, hey, welcome to everybody joining the live. Let's have some fun, man. You had a chance to watch the episode. You had a chance to digest it, and we're about to dive right in. All right, we're about to Trey Songz this and dive in. Clint and Gina, let's start off right over here with this wonderful couple, the elderly couple on the show, Clint and Gina. And you know, I like how Clint reached out to his mom, you know, since she's also a business owner, just so he can weed through that BS that Gina has been feeding him. And man, was he in for a surprise.
I agree. I thought that was a great conversation. And his mom was on point, because she's saying that, yes, you do have to have work-life balance and you do have to enjoy those things. But it took me a while to get to that place.
Yeah.
And so Gina's in the beginning stages. So I'm hoping that Clint looks at this and says, you know, she's in the early stages of what she's trying to build.
Right.
You gotta make all the deposits now to make the withdrawals later of having work-life balance.
Right.
And that's what his mom did. So I'm hoping that she helped him see that.
It seemed like that, because at first she's like, well, he's like, well, do you allow your business? And she's like, no. And then he asked a little, you know, one question too many. He almost had all the ammunition he needed. He asked one question too many. She's like, well, in the beginning. And he's like, son of a.
Yeah. He thought he had her. CG now was right. Oh, damn it. In the
Mama
beginning.
Came in your side. Yes. Yeah. But you know what I like about this? And of course, it has to do with some of the editing as well. Because, of course, after that, he goes and visits her salon, right?
Right.
And he comes in, makes a crass joke. He's in a room full of women, makes one of the frat boy jokes. And what happens? He gets judged immediately. You can see how that affected him immediately when she's like, yeah, well, you're dirty, aren't you? You're messy, aren't you?
Well, I think that joke went over her head.
Yes, it did.
I'm not going to say why it did, but it's just maybe a stereotype. It went over a hit. She missed that. But then for her to say, well, I just thought are you messy? I just thought you would be. And he was like, why? Well, I find jokesters to be messy. Well, y'all have listened to me sober and on a lot of whiskey. Mm-hmm. Yanni can vouch. I'm neat as fuck. So it doesn't mean that if you're sarcastic, you're gross and dirty. Far from it.
Yeah, you know, you are actually the male Kirsten in the fact that you are living in the model home. That's not even your place. That's really not your. You don't even live there.
There's so much I want to say right now. The whiskey is telling me to say a thing, but I'm not going to say it. Yeah, my place is a model home, but I own my home and I live here on a regular basis. Unlike the person that you named.
Yeah, we're going to get to her a little bit later too, but you know, one of the things that, and you, I know when you saw this, you know I had to bring it up. I don't care that golden doodles don't shed. I don't care. I don't want that dog, that big ass dog, on my bed, rolling around, wiping its ass all over the covers. Come on, that's nasty.
It doesn't matter. You just don't
defend
like dogs.
Defend that. No, go ahead.
I don't
ahead,
need to defend
it.
Anything. All you got to just say is, you know what? I don't like dogs, period. There's no type of dog that you'd be okay with in your house, in your bed, on your sofa, anything. Just say you don't like dogs. And I think our audience would just love to hear you just say, hey, I hate dogs. And it's okay to be a doggist. And
I'm fine with that.
Hate the most lovable animals in the world, the angels that God put on earth. Definitely it's okay to not. Hate them. But just say you don't like them. But don't try to make it like it's a dog issue. It's a Yanni issue.
Angels don't tear up your shoes when you aren't looking.
Well... Okay, if that's the worst, because I've heard angels come in and sleep with your wife while you're out at work. So if that's the case, great.
Are we still talking about dogs here?
Whiskey. Sorry.
I want to know what conversations you've been having this week.
You know, just going off what I read in my Bible.
All right, so Clip and Gina also brought up something else. Biscuits or waffles? I've never heard of this before. Have you?
Biscuits or waffles?
Yeah, you know, in a reference to hand-holding. She said, what do you do? Do you do biscuits or waffles?
Okay, can I just say this? I've dated all races. I think that's like a white thing. I've never heard of biscuits or waffles. You know, big spoon, little spoon. Yes, I've heard of that. Biscuits and waffles, that's new to me. Maybe that's a Nashville thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Because, woo. Well, here's the other thing. They're going through the exercise that the experts gave them to do, right? And you know, priority of what they like and whatnot. And Clint says he has the three F's: friends, family. And then he says, do you know what the next F is? Do you really think it is what she said? She said food. And he's like, yes, that's exactly it.
I hope that's what it is. Because I'm like, come on, Clint, grow up. Like, I get it. It's one thing to be playful. But this is the whole purpose of the experts exercise is for them to be able to build that connection better. And for him to try to, you know, be coy and that third F to be something that we all thought it was going to be, I don't think it would have been a good look.
Yeah, I just got to say this before we move on. I love my brown skin says, oh, I thought she was talking about actual biscuits. Yeah, see? I've never heard that before. Biscuits?
It's the South.
Oh, waffles.
It's the South. you know, so biscuits or waffles, what do you like?
Okay, so since we're back on this topic, how do you hold hands? You're out with your significant other, you're dating somebody, do you biscuits or waffles?
I prefer waffles because I feel like biscuits is what you do with your mom when you're trying to cross the street when you're five.
Yes, exactly.
Waffles is what you do with your boo. You know, or biscuits is when you're trying to help an elderly person cross the street. You know, you're walking with grandma, grandpa. So yeah. I'm a waffle person, personally.
Yeah, I'm right there with you because, yeah, if I'm carrying my, you know, walking with my little one, I'm always good. It's biscuits. I walk with my wife, it's waffles.
There you go.
I've never heard that shit before in my life.
I can't believe we just had this conversation. It's like, I'm going to do this like at the water cooler at work tomorrow. Hey, quick question. How long you been married? 10 years? Dope. Quick question for you. Biscuits or waffles?
Now, just out of curiosity, which people are you going to ask this? Okay, never mind. Let's move on.
You know who I work with.
All right. Eris and Jasmine, apparently Eris caught COVID. Or was he just trying to stay away from Jasmine?
Is that all he caught? Is that all he caught? Because it's... What's everything he has caught? COVID, chlamydia. What else has he had?
Oh, man. And, you know, the thing I thought about, too, was he was just trying not to be around Jasmine because, you know... But did you notice that he also wanted her to cater to him? Like, you know, well, she can't come on. I got to feed myself. You're a grown-ass man. What do you mean you got to feed yourself?
I couldn't relate to that because, you know, I'm 48, and I've lived alone for a long time. I've always taken care of myself when I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I don't need someone to make me soup and do this and pat my head and tell me it's going to be okay.
But it's nice.
I've learned how to take care of myself, and I'm fine. And I look at Eris, if you go back to the beginning, remember how my mom did my laundry?
Yes.
And all that. I think he's just wants and used to a woman that's going to take care of him.
True.
And cater to him. And I was just like, oh, I just find that weak. And I always like laugh when you hear women make jokes about, oh, my husband is such a weenie when he's sick and he turns into such a child. I'm just like, why'd you marry a child? Like, why'd you get with somebody like that that can't take care of themselves?
And, you know, Chocolate Sooner has a great question. Where's that cousin, that quote-unquote cousin? She should have been there to help him out.
She's staying away from COVID, which I thought was weird because, like, wouldn't – normally COVID, you got to, you know
– quarantine.
Quarantine. She's in the house with him. So I'm like, did he have COVID while they were filming this? Or was he at the end of it where he's no longer contagious and now she's in the house and taking care of him? I just thought that was weird.
Yeah, it really was because, you know, even like Living To Do said, why was Jasmine around Eris without a mask? I mean, it seems like it would have really just shut down shooting, at least for them, for a while. I mean, they'd have to quarantine separately just so they couldn't be in the same space just in case. But that means the production staff, the film crew, everybody exactly. would have to, you know, so because they're around these people all the time. But you know, they talked about having deeper conversation. When he finally got out of quarantine and he was able to go around. But before they got to deeper conversation, what did you feel? Because Eris is also would probably have been considered a doggist before this season, right? But he's one that offered to go bathe the dog. Now, okay, let's be honest. The producers were offered for him to go bathe the dogs.
Exactly.
I know that's what you're about to say. But what did you think? Great gesture? Because even Jasmine seemed to like it.
I thought it was a nice gesture, you know, but my issue about gestures, you do them without expecting applause or attaboys. If you're going to do something nice for somebody, do something nice, but don't do it because, well, you know, she made me vegetable soup when I had COVID, so I'm going to go clean a dog and I hate cleaning dogs. You know, just don't even bring it up. If you want to help and do something positive, do it, you know, do it, but don't talk about it. But I don't give him a whole lot of kudos for the fact that he helped wash the dog. It's not like she was at work and while she was away, he washed the dog. He just, to me, looked like he just sprayed water on the dog.
Oh, and about half a bottle of soap, too.
And a whole lot of soap. I'm like, that's a lot of soap for that dog. And like, did you get in the dog's eyes? I don't think that was some just for me, you know, or in there. There's something I just didn't really get all that excited. I don't think he gets any points for that, personally.
Does he get any points for trying to have a deeper conversation as the experts, you know, told them that they needed to do? Let's get deeper so we can, you know, unlock that emotional feeling. Let's unlock that part of the relationship. Does he get any points?
He gets points for shooting his shot at all the people who are going to watch him on the show. And then when he's single afterwards, they're going to slide in his DMs.
Right.
Because everything that he said, I just thought was just so idiotic. You know, ladies and gentlemen, never play Never Have I Ever. The only time you play Never Have I Ever is if you're trying to sleep with somebody.
Yeah.
And y'all are trying to set the mood and get into the stuff, which okay. he has no interest in doing. If you look at his body language before that night, again, he's way over to the side and kind of just rubbing his head. The dude has no care, right? Sorry about the camera. Dude has no care. But why would you tell her about, you know, the threesome or the orgies that you've been in and then judge her for, like, wow, you've not kissed a girl? You've not cheated? You've not had one-night stands? Your life is boring.
Until you got here. But here's the problem. It's still boring now because he hasn't done anything. He talks all the talk when the camera's there, but then apparently when it's all said and done, he stays away from her. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty weird in the way he was kind of handling that. Let's see here. I did see a couple of things that from High Vibe said this was the first thing he's done for and with Jasmine that was about her. And that's the whole thing about washing the dog. In reference to washing the dog, that's the first thing Eris has done. Because he's always been, hey, do this for me. Feed me grapes, you know?
True. But I would say, and it's rare that I would ever disagree with High Vibe because I feel like we're kindred spirits. But he didn't do this for her. He did this for the cameras and for the producers.
Funny you should say that, because Nubian Mahogany said he did it because he was on TV.
Boom.
And, boom. You know, Dina said Eris washed that dog because he thought it was funky, not out of the kindness of his heart.
Yeah.
That could be it. He's like, well, yeah, maybe. He's like, maybe
finally smelling good. Whatever. And then she's, didn't Jasmine say she's taking him to the groomers?
Yeah.
Like in a couple days? So, like, he didn't even have to do it. He could have waited a couple more days and go to the groomer to get it professionally done.
Exactly. Dog would have been absolutely fine. But he chose to go that route anyway. Chris and Nicole. I saw this tweet, right? And I think I want to get to it in a little bit. When we get to that portion of it, but I've got to start, and I hate to do this again. But how did they wake up at the start of this episode? Come on, you know what's coming here. You know this is exactly where I was going.
The dog jumped in the bed, and yes. The dog was barking. Mm-hmm. But these are two people who are okay with the dog being in the bed. You're not there. It's not your bed. They weren't filming in your bedroom. Why do you give a shit?
Because I have to watch this dog get up in the bed, turn around, run around the bed. I mean, come on, man.
What? How does it hurt you? I really want to know, like, seriously. We should get a therapist to join our show, and you can talk to them about what happened to you when you were a kid and a dog did something in the bed that you are bothered by or triggered by when you see dogs in bed.
And let me explain something to you. I grew up in the Caribbean. There's no such thing as dogs even in the house. Let alone the bed, okay? Only people that had dogs in the house in the Caribbean, they were Americans.
Okay. Is Married at First Sight filming in the Caribbean?
Hey, I'm just
where?
Saying.
Oh,
I'm
wait, let me say. Look at my notes. Oh, Nashville, Tennessee. So it's not the Caribbean.
Doesn't make it less nasty.
Well, that's like me going to the Caribbean saying, in America, we do this.
I'm just
and y'all
you.
Are wrong. So, yeah.
I'm not the only one that thinks that. I am.
You
I am
S-A.
Not.
Hey. You
Oh my God. Look, I'll just point this out. Christy says, I'm with you, Yanni. We aren't doggists, only inside doggists.
That's great. For you to be an inside dog is great. What I don't like is don't judge other people for not being that way. If that's what works for you, great, but stop picking on other people who don't follow you. Okay, I hate cats, but you're still my best friend. And you have cats that climb on top of your counters when you're not
they
at work.
They do not do that.
Unbeknownst to you.
They do not do that.
Unbeknownst to you, they do. Do you have inside cameras that tell me they don't do that?
Yes, I do.
Lying.
No, I'm not.
Lying. Lying. Okay, you know Kellyanne Conway, with your alternative facts, you're lying.
We're going to get back to the show. Look, Chris and Nicole go to get their massages, right? Mm-hmm. And here's the thing I noticed about this. The fact that she said touch was not was at the bottom of her list of her love languages. But now that she's with Chris and they're married, mm-hmm. it's now she finds it being number one for her. I think that says a lot about how she feels about him and the connection that she feels she has with him.
I think so, too. But I think it's because Chris is giving her a space to feel vulnerable and be open, mm-hmm. where she has her own securities, as she's mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And so I think because of that, Chris has given her space to allow her to be heard and like embrace physical touch and embrace that connection and that he's not judging. So, you know, we shall see. But I like the couples massage date. I've done a couples massage. I think those are dope. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was great. I thought it was weird. They talked quite a bit because when I had a couples massage, we didn't do all that talking. It was like, focus. I'm enjoying mine. You enjoy yours. I don't want to hear about your shit right now. I'm focused. I'm decompressing. The stress is leaving me right now.
You know, part of it is the talking. I mean, otherwise, you might as well have just gone solo. I mean, why are you going, you know?
Even if I get a massage, I don't want to talk. It's just like, no. Focus.
Hey, you can talk all you want. If the masseuse is any good, I'll be asleep anyway. Well, I guess I'll wait till this is over before I continue this conversation. But here's why I thought it was important. I love the fact that they had this conversation. And you know, with her, she's going to have that conversation anywhere, right? PDA, when you think about it, the fact for her, like even PDA was a big thing for her. It wasn't a big thing for her. She's like, you know, that sense of touch. PDA is not something that you want with someone that you don't want, right? Because how many people have you seen say, well, I'm not really a PDA person, but the minute they get with the person they really want, come here. They're waffles all the time.
They're waffles all day.
Before that, they're like.
No, I agree with that. I think that they have a connection, and everyone's been talking about it, that this seems to be the best couple.
Yes.
They have a connection, and they're able to share and be open. The cringe-worthy moment for me was why Chris would tell her, hey, BT Dubs, in case you see the footage after this, I said this when I first met you after the reception and I've been drinking.
What he said
wasn't that bad.
That wasn't after the reception. It was on the honeymoon. It was while they were in Jamaica. You can tell by the outfit they had on.
Touché.
And it was he was drunk. And, of course, the producers asked him a question, and it might have been, I'm trying to figure out why he even brought it up, right? What made him think of it to say it, and maybe something she said that triggered him to say it, or maybe one of the producers kind of asked him in that space, so he's like, you know what, maybe I should bring this up, because it is going to come back up. Because I doubt he really remembered saying that. I mean, because he looked tipsy as hell in that clip.
Yeah.
You looked in his eyes and he wasn't there.
He did. And maybe after that trauma bonding moment they had at the massage where he was like, last time I had one, it was really bad because the person I was with, he just wanted to share. And I understand he's trying to get ahead of the noise, right? Once she sees the episode and sees what he said, she's trying to get ahead of it.
But he watched her reaction to Clint. That's why.
Well, but I still don't think he should have said anything, because even if it came out, and they wind up saying yes after decision day, he can say, yes, babe, I did say that. But ever since decision day, it's been you and me. And,
okay.
And we're good.
So Angie says it was bad because of her self-esteem issues, right? But here's the thing. He said it. he told her, and you saw how much it really affected her and how much she kind of just stuck with it. Like, well, you know, I can say, he said, well, you've referred to yourself as the, yeah, well, I can say it, but you can't. You know, it sounds like it's like the N-word, huh?
Well.
I can say it, but you can't.
As Angie pointed out, self-esteem.
Right.
She can't be mad at him for saying something that impacts her. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I find it weird. Why is it that guys can't say thick? And women can. And that's what she told him. You can't say that. Like, women, we can say thick, but you can't say thick. Why is that an issue?
It's not an issue. And it's evident by this tweet that came from Miata Shanae. This is actually a real tweet, unlike
unlike the after party.
But I had to screenshot this because I thought this is dope. She said, whew, thick is perceived so differently between white and black people.
Yeah. Because we have no issue with thick. It's like, yeah, she's thick as hell. That's all right. Get up here. Yeah,
thicker than a snicker.
Let me holler at you for a second. Get all that up on here. Like, we're fine with thick. But why is it like in the white culture, maybe thick is a negative? I see no issue with thick.
Yeah.
And I see no issue with Nicole's thick. Nicole has a beautiful face. She's driven her personality. A lot of things about Nicole take her up notches. Mm-hmm. But why tell Chris he can't say the word thick? Because to me, if Chris loves that about you and he's like, you know, I normally don't date girls who are thick like you, but holy crap, there's some good stuff under that thickness, and I had no idea. And that I am would
not
in love.
That would not have helped. Stop it. Stop it. Zeta says this season should be called When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
I'm just saying, as you used to always say, Chris Rockenstein, he said there's some good stuff under that thickness. What's the big deal?
I'm just going to say there's some comments in here we're going to leave alone that if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, when you do hear this, you got to come and check out the live chat replay because there's some ones we're not going to and here's one that's a good one. It says Aka's engineer says she's muscular. That thickness does not look like fat. Right. And right. That's kind of what he was saying.
But there's a difference between thickness and fat.
Mm-hmm.
Will we say that? That's fair to say. You know, so when someone said thicker than a Snicker, okay, a Snicker is good, but a king size Snicker is amazing.
Okay, so Nisha has a point here. It's cutting to women. Never say anything related to weight to a woman. Safe way.
I get it. I get it, but I still think that there's a difference to say this is your issue that you have to deal with. Compared to someone else. If you have a guy that's madly attracted to you mm-hmm. and has done the ultimate commitment to you that no one else has had, and the worst thing he said about you is you're thick, it's not negative.
Okay, but
and
Robin
he even
has
said it wasn't negative.
Well, see, but here's the thing. Robin says the way he was retelling it made thick sound negative, right? And he because he did sound like he was, all right, Mom, let me confess what I did. He didn't make it sound that way.
Again, I think that's other people being triggered by a word. If you have a man that's attracted to you and you ask, what do I love about you? And it's like, God, you thick as a Snicker. I love it. And that triggers you to say, you can't say thick. What's the big deal? He wants to be with you. If a man wants to be with you, he wants to see you naked. He wants to be with you in every aspect. If he calls you thick, why does it matter? But again, it's your issue. It's not his. So should everybody stop saying the word thick when it comes to body around yes. Nicole to help her feel comfortable? No.
Donna, you're very wrong. Very, very wrong. Very, very wrong.
Donna.
Hey, I just wanted to say that.
Yanni's Prayer Warriors, I need y'all to meet Donna Clinton. Y'all need to talk to Donna. You know, instead of asking me to do another season of certain shows, these are the people you need to pray for.
I love my brown skin said, I was annoyed that she keeps bringing up the love thing. It's giving desperate. You know, this time around when they brought up this whole love thing, before they got to the thickness, it was interesting in the way that she was like, you know, well, she wants him to say it first. But I like what Chris said. He said he wants to say I love you when he's ready and knows that it's real, right? Mm-hmm. And his hesitancy to say that, to not say it, is not because he's afraid that she won't say it back. And it's because once you say it, you can't take it back. And he knows once he says it to her, if he doesn't really mean it, and it's not real, whew, it's going to be hard to get away. Well, and not because she's true.
No, true. I made that note that when she wanted to have the love conversation. Well, first of all, let's go back to that date. I thought that was a cool date place to go try a place to get some specialty craft cocktails. I thought that was cool. But I agree with Chris when he says that I'm going to say it when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because he's right. Once you open Pandora's box and you say, I love you, if you don't mean it, but you're just like, wow, in this moment right now, I feel like I love you, but you haven't thought about everything. And normally that happens after or in the middle of, you know, you're like, oh, I freaking love you.
Yeah, for the weak, for the weak-minded, the weak-minded.
Exactly.
That.
And as soon as you skeet, all of a sudden it's like, I didn't mean it. But now I said it. Now I have to say it. But I think it's true. I don't think guys should tell. Let me back up. I don't think anybody should tell someone else they love them if you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Like, be 100% sure. And I respect Chris to say that he wants to be 100% sure that he loves her before he just says the word. Because once you say it, you can't take it back. Because then it's just nothing but backlash after that. If it doesn't work out, what do they say? Well, you said you love me.
Right.
Okay, I did say that. And I probably should have said I really liked you, but we were in the moment and you were doing that thing that I like, and I said that I love you.
What
and
happened
I
was...
I couldn't change it now. Yeah, I couldn't change it now.
Yeah, it's at least she wasn't begging him to say no, asking him every 5 minutes in this episode, because, you know, she's done that 52 times already and they've only known each other for like 51 hours. So get to our last couple here, Shaquille and Kirsten.
And well, this is the last couple because I forget about Mac and Dominic. I'm like, I thought we still had two couples left, but
no, you know, they disappeared. They're gone.
Good.
Is it that Kirsten didn't want to open up to her ex? Because she talks about her ex, right? Is it that she didn't want to open up to her ex that she was, you know, in love with? Because remember, she said she was in love after hearing that Shaquille was in love before. Or is that, like she said, she just didn't like kissing, and that's the reason he just was like, yeah, nah, we ain't gonna make it.
I have a lot of issues with this couple, and we've talked about it. Even though they're in my fraternal family, I have issues with both of them. Mm-hmm. And for Shaq, my issue is he got dealt a bad hand.
Yes.
He should have got somebody way better than this. I think he's a good dude. When I look at Kirsten, A, why does Shaq have to show her how to use a Swiffer? It's like... This is going to sound so stereotypical, and it's the whiskey talking, but black people know how to clean most of the time. We know how to do this stuff because we were taught or we were beat into making sure the floor looked good. Why do I have to show you how to use a freaking Swiffer wet jet on the floors? And so with Kirsten, I mean, she just seems so dry. And like you want to say there's more to her. I mean, let's go back in history. She's a real estate agent. You look at her place, it doesn't look lived in. It's not like she has much experience. The way she communicates, it's on such a basic low level that you wonder where's her intellectual capacity. Whereas Shaq, on the other hand, my alpha brother, he has that. He's on this level that I think she can't even get to.
Oh boy,
and
here
so
you go.
They're just a frustrating couple to watch. But I think the biggest disappointment is like Shaq, I think, got the raw end of the deal. Kirsten's beautiful. Couple flaws, won't talk about them, but
no,
beautiful,
please don't. Please
beautiful
don't.
Girl.
Stop.
Beautiful girl. I hope she doesn't like to eat corn on the cob because she's going to have some challenges. But
T Money says Kirsten is emotionally constipated, which, you know, because she refuses to open up at any point in time. She really does. It doesn't matter what's happening. She refuses to say anything of any real substance, right? And it sounds like Shaquille is tired of her, and you know, that's why he's like, you know, well, I just need to go to the gym. I need to hang out with my friends, because she's talking about wanting to spend quality time. But when they do spend quality time, what does he do? She doesn't open up about anything.
Well, because he's bored, you know. When the experts gave them that task to have those conversations. Even that was boring, listening to her talk. And then when they did the whole blindfold thing, and I thought it was great. I was like, okay, now we're about to, I'm thinking that they're about to flip the script on us, mm-hmm. and Kirsten's going to do something totally different. And I thought it was really a wonderful evening to have Shaquille come home. She has this, you know, foot massage deal and everything mm-hmm. else. But even blindfolded, she couldn't communicate, and she literally said out loud, well, there's a lot you don't know about me. Okay, yes. Well, tell me something about you. Mm. Well, you know a lot about me. No, I don't.
Right.
And I'm trying to get that, and she couldn't even say anything. And so when she told the cameras that we're about to take the next level tonight, I'm like, what level is that?
Well, it was wet foot level, because that's all it was. But I like that Shaq didn't let her off the hook. And he stayed on her about it, because he got tired of it, man. He's constantly been going through this, and she wants to spend time, and then, oh, she wants those points for setting up this little spa day inside the house. Cute, no, there was no back massage that I saw. I think that went out the window when he didn't let her just, you know, keep going on with this facade. And was like, nah, you just said I don't know a lot about you. Tell me something I don't know, because everything you're telling me, I already know.
Well, now I'm seeing what Shaq was talking about what she does in front of the cameras mm-hmm. compared to what she does off camera, because mm-hmm. it seems like all this is really fake. And what I like about Shaq, what he's doing on the cool, is that when she's trying mm-hmm. for the cameras, he's like, okay, great. Tell me about yourself then.
Right.
Tell me some stuff. And now she has nothing. He's like, see, that's that bullshit I was talking about. Now, how'd you feel about the whole meeting with Kirsten and the mentees?
Well, here's the thing. Did you notice that the mentees took their shoes off when they walked in the house?
The shit that bothers you.
What?
Is amazing.
What?
Who hurt you? Tell me. Who? Show me on the doll where they touched you and they had shoes on in the house. What happened? Well, show me on the doll where they touched you and they had their dog with them in the bed looking over you while they did it. What happened to you?
I mean, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. I mean, maybe that explains it all. But, you know, with the mentees, it was interesting, especially when Shaq broke the news, which I don't even know if I believe him, but it was a great story to tell just to watch her reaction about how he gave up a job just because he was going to take the time to spend. He knows she's on some BS, so why would he give up a job anyway for her?
But to her defense, I agree that if you had a job opportunity and you're married, talk to your wife about it. Because mm-hmm. what do you expect her to do with that information now?
Right.
You drop that bomb on her in front of your mentees. Is that what you think is going to make her moist? Where she's like, oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know you were going to do this. Now I want to jump your bones. You should have had a conversation with her. Because what if you turning down that job negatively impacts the financial growth that you as a couple could have had over the course of the next couple of years? Mm-hmm. It's my thought.
Yeah, but that's also why I'm saying, did he really even have that offer? Or did he just say that just to see what her reaction would be? Right? Because I don't see how he even would do that, especially if it's supposed to be that dream job. But they asked that question, and why did they have all four of them boys sitting on that one little love seat? that thing looks so small. But here they asked the question. He's like, what is it? Well, what's changed since you've gotten married? Well, now I got to think about my wife and not just me. But this is the job I want. This is this. But never gave her the opportunity, like you said, to even have any input on it. No, I think he made that up just to throw it in her face and see how she would react and see if she'll bring it back up. Just to show, like, I'm doing all I can for this relationship. You're doing nothing. And therefore, when this is all said and done, after 8 weeks, when we both say we don't, you feel bad about it at least a little bit.
Well, and I would hate for Shaq to feel that he missed out on an opportunity. And you and I have talked about this type of stuff all of our professional careers and different decisions that we've made. I would hate for Shaq to pass this up thinking that Kirsten was the thing. But mm-hmm. he has to be able to communicate and talk about that to her. But I love the fact that he held her foot to the fire around, if I need you to open up more. I need mm-hmm. you to have this. I don't understand these 30-something-year-olds that can't talk about their feelings. And so I get that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that he stood his ground. And when you look at him, I try not to be one of those people that judge body language, but I work in recruiting. This is what I do for a living. He's checked out. he's just going through the steps.
Yeah.
But he's really not interested in this. And I think the same thing for Kirsten, because if she wasn't, she would have made out with him on camera after the whole robes and foot rubs and massages and masks. You'd have shown some type of physical intimacy, and she doesn't. She's not feeling him either.
Physical intimacy? She didn't even touch that man.
Exactly.
She made a promise of a back massage, but didn't get there.
Well, she accidentally touched him putting the mask on his face, but I think she probably did one of those, like, wipe off. Like, this was gross. But, yeah, she's not into him, and that's okay that they're not into each other. But let's just be honest. But, of course, it's reality TV. They got to fake the funk to get the money. I get it.
You know, it seems like a lot of folks have really believed in the same thing I was saying here. High Vibe says that job offer was sus. It seemed like he wanted to get a response from Kirsten. Definitely. It definitely looked like that. And where is it here? Acuz engineer said that tidbit he let drop by turned down a great job offer. That was too weird. Who in their right mind would really do that?
Somebody that signed up for a process and then wound up having this job opportunity, but they're in this process and they're like, you know what? I want to see this through. To me, that's somebody who does that.
Okay.
Because he's got to have other job opportunities. If he's a higher ed educator, that's not the only school that's going to potentially offer him a job. There's going to be other opportunities.
We know you're going to defend Shaq, you know, because y'all are brothers in the bond and whatnot. But like Danielle says, Shaq keeps trying to prove his manliness by taking charge, right? Quote unquote taking charge and making decisions without Kirsten. Yeah, he ain't fooling nobody, man. Only you. You and Charles.
I'm not fooled either, because I was so disgusted by the whole plant conversation. I'm like, why is picking out a plant that hard? And I agree with Kirsten. I'm like, I'm not that passionate about it. And if you're that passionate, you want to really think that deep about a plant, do you?
He really went extra hard on that, though. Well, yeah. I don't. The two colors. I need something with more colors and this and that. And then when she finally picked one, he's like, yeah, well, but it's the same color. No, it's two different shades of green. And he's like, all right, well, we go, but not this one with these big leaves. Let's go with this all the way. And like he had to have the final say. He really showed there's a lot coming from both of them in this. And that's, I don't think it's just her not being attracted to him. Some of this, and a lot of it's on her, but he's playing into this too.
Well, I think he's doing that because he knows that there's no way this is going to end well. So he's just like, fine, it's whatever.
And Center Stage said, Shaq is lying. Stop, Terrell.
Shaq is lying about what?
About that job.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Even Dr. Ivy Pearl says the same thing. Shaq did not turn down a job offer without saying anything to Kirsten. It's just hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, but this is reality TV. We don't really know that. You know, he might have said something to her, or maybe he did turn it down to Yanni's point and hope that that would be the thing that's going to make her take him down.
Yeah. Oh, man. Look. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us today, too, man. And, you know, coming in a day later and still being here passionate about it. I know now something that I saw here, because you and I, neither you nor I watched the whole episode, the whole after party as to why Kirsten cried because Keisha challenged her. Good. I'm not sure.
I don't know what happened. I stopped watching after party after I think it was when they brought up Gina. And somebody actually, you know, wrote in, you know, when's the last time y'all kissed? And so that's where I paused. And then I came upstairs for us to record live. So I missed that part about her crying. So I have no idea what happened. But now I'm curious. I'm going to have to go.
You about to go watch it?
My drink and figure out, hey, what the world, what the world happened. And I can't let myself go without addressing this. Dina, love you to pieces. Yes, I'm a self-proclaimed neat freak. And Yanni has all the hangups. I agree with that 100%. He does.
Of course, you would agree with that because you think
he does.
But
Dina,
you forget.
Awesome.
I know your hangups. Let's not forget this. I know your hangups.
This face? What's that thing we did? This?
Don't forget that part. I do. you know, JD said this earlier. I just wanted to point this out. He said, I was so duped when I found out the after party was taped at the end of the season. Poppycock.
Exactly. Or Theater of the Mind. Or Poppycock.
Yeah. I
same,
thought it,
same.
I, I thought everybody knew that it was filmed in that sense, you know. So, but yeah.
No, people think it's real. So, I get it.
All right. Well, look, we'll be back. Of course. Oh man, that is tomorrow, isn't it? Friday.
Yes.
Ready to Love, episode 9.
Give us 3.
And of course, Monday back with episode 125, and next Wednesday back here again right after the show, 10 o'clock, 9 Central. We'll be back for Married at First Sight, episode 11 recap. And you know, I don't know if you saw this, Terrell, but Love is Blind season 4 is coming up soon, this month, a couple weeks.
Okay, I really can't get into that thought process right now. I have a lot of other things clouding my mental space, and I might need a mental health week or two before we take on something else after dealing with what we're seeing on Married at First Sight, but then also Ready for Love.
You're an HR specialist. There's no such thing as a mental health day at all.
Okay. I just might take some PTO. I'm on vacation.
We don't get paid here. You can't get PTO. Yeah.
I'm on vacation. I can't even think about another episode of that until I get through what I'm forced to complete, which is Ready to Love on Fridays, which I can't stand.
Perfect. So we'll do. So you're saying yes? Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.